The Ohio House has voted on a plan to move the start of the state's private school voucher application process ahead to April 1st, just hours before the EdChoice program is supposed to start accepting applications on Saturday. It now has to go to the Senate this morning. Talk of a 60-day extension came after a day of negotiations over a plan that would replace performance-based EdChoice vouchers going forward with income-based vouchers. Eventually, the extension was attached to a different bill and amended on the House floor. Republican Representative Bill Seitz said a deal they'd been trying to work out with the Senate wasn't happening.
But it is vitally important that we avoid the fiscal cliff to which we will be subjecting our public school districts if we do not, in effect, buy us some more time.
The extension passed the House overwhelmingly. If the Senate doesn't agree, 70% of Ohio school districts would have a failing building where students qualify for EdChoice vouchers. That's more than double the buildings that qualified for EdChoice this school year. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.